Finally, I'd like to close with one other area where there was some very, very important architectural developments in the era of the Crusades, and that was in castle building. And it's, again, a very good example of how Crusaders adapt traditions both from Europe and what they find there. There were a number of public buildings that impressed the Crusaders, ports, aqueducts, city walls, even private residences to the type of tiles that were used on the roofs of private residences. This information got transmitted back to Italy, got transmitted back to southern France, and influenced European architectural styles. But above all, the building of castles, the Chevalier is the example I'll give. Crac is a French rendition of a word that means castle, a strategic point. Crac de Chevalier is a hospitaller bastion. It protects the route leading from Muslim-controlled territory to the city of Tripoli, which was the center of the county. It was a very important castle controlled by the Hospitallers. They got it sometime in the early 1140s and held it till 1271, almost to the very end of Outremer. That castle is a monument of ingenuity to the Crusaders and the adaptation of architecture and of traditions. The Crusaders faced problems that neither Byzantines or Muslims faced. One is they had very limited men to defend a castle. Second, they had to control an impregnable position with a water source. And third, it had to be on a main route that had to be, because all of these castles had to be relieved by a crusading army. And Crac de Chevalier met all of those requirements. And that castle was built on an absolutely impregnable looking crag overlooking this route, which any army would have to reduce. And second, it shows the taking of Byzantine and Arabic masonry and adapting it to the requirements of a crusader force. The crusaders did not build rectangular and square fortifications. It's very common in Byzantine architecture. They tended to have much shorter circuits. They favored round circuits or irregular circuits. The circuits of the walls were usually kept as short as possible. You had a minimum of defenders. There were indentations in the walls to allow for enfilading fire. They preferred rounded towers so that the basic 12th century fortress up there is a marvelous case of defensive architecture. In the center was a keep that is an impressive tower where you could mount artillery as well as the defenders could retreat there if the lower walls were carried. The walls were so thick and so well built, even though the fortress suffered a series of earthquakes, no Muslim army ever attempted to capture it by siege or storm. I mean, Saladin just wrote it off his list of castles to take in 1188, even after the Battle of Hattin. In the 13th century, the castle was extended even more. There was a whole set of outer walls, and you find the adaptation of these round towers as projecting towers so that now you could mount even more artillery. I think it's on the south side. There's a great extension of outer works, which is the low point of approach, so anyone coming up there would have to carry first these outer works, then the outer walls. Once you got over the outer walls, you have to go about 50 or 70 feet to the original castle, and then there was the final tower. It is an epitome of the type of military architecture that Crusaders pioneered, and it characterized many different types of castles that you find in Outremer. What is important is that our notion of the classic medieval castle was really developed in the Crusader states. That sort of perfection of the masonry and the defensive systems of a castle built in the Crusader states was transmitted to Western Europe, as were all of these decorative arts and other elements I've been talking about in this lecture. And so impressive were these castles that they were constructed in Western Europe, especially in the 13th century, to replace older types of fortifications. And the best example to close with is King John of England, John Lackland, who came to the throne in 1199, and to defend Normandy, he went broke constructing a network of such castles, which did him very little good because they were all betrayed in 1204 to Philip Augustus of France. And so with that example, I'd like to close on the cultural exchange between the Crusaders and the Near East.